So think of a goal you have, a desire you have, something you really want. Think of some goal, any goal at all. It can be a thing goal, something you want to own, or something you want to achieve, or something you want to grow or contribute or make happen or develop. I don't care. I've heard everything from buy a house, take my business international, find a lover, right? So I heard a couple things here, right? Now, why do you want that? If you had that thing you said you want, what do you believe it would give you? Break that down to what it would really give you, which is the feeling. What's the feeling that that would give you? You achieved that, got that, those things happen that way. How would it make you feel? What's the feeling you're craving by achieving? You're trying to achieve that. Ultimately, if we break it down so you can feel the feeling, what are the feelings you're after specifically from that particular goal? Now, whatever that feeling is, pride, I heard, excitement, love, accomplishment, all of those are feelings. Those feelings are triads. So what's going to happen is you're going to finally get, this man says Gulfstream, you're going to finally get that Gulfstream. And you're going to walk up the steps of that plane. And you're going to walk inside that plane, you're going to take off and fly. And you're going to know it's your airplane. And you're going to feel what? Accomplished, proud, free, excited. Now here's what's interesting. Accomplished, proud, free, excited. All you're going to do is use that plane as a trigger for you to do something in your body that you could do right now. Don't get me wrong, you're welcome to go get the plane. But why not have all those feelings now, which by the way will probably activate you to go towards that plane more rapidly with less stress? How many follow this? Say I. So I want you to get something, because I know you get intellectually, I know you're not getting it emotionally. If someone, you're around somebody else and you go, oh God, I feel so loved by them. The truth is, they did a bunch of things that meet your rules. And when your rules are met, you finally go, okay, now I allow myself to feel loved. But if they did something else, you don't. You have a bunch of rules, a bunch of beliefs about what has to happen before you allow yourself to feel good and do your triad. You unconsciously know how to create every emotion because you create every emotion. So how many of you have a lot of feelings at times you do not like? How many got some feelings in your life you don't like? Say I. How many of some behaviors you don't like? Say I. Those behaviors are there as ways to reduce stress. So you're stressed and now you reach for a cigarette. You're stressed, now you reach for food. You're stressed and now you yell at somebody. You're stressed and now you watch TV obsessively. What are you doing? You're feeling fear, and instead of changing your triad, you're using distraction or using a change in physiology. You're changing your focus to the TV or shopping, or you're changing physiology by eating, and that is changing the pattern, and so you're getting out of stress. All the behaviors that you have that you don't like, all those behaviors meet your needs for comfort or for significance or for connection with yourself.